Foundations for Eternal Life. Part 2, Things We Do. It is important that we make a distinction between things we are to do ourselves, with strength that God provides, and things that God Himself does or has already done. If we don't make such a distinction, then we may strive in our own strength to do what God has already done, and we may fail to walk in the victory that God has already provided for us. So, Part 2 focuses on things we are primarily responsible for. The next section, Part 3, will focus on things God is primarily responsible for. The following verses provide a good starting point. James 1:22 NIV. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Matthew 7:24-27. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. End of verses.